When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to episode 1456 of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less-ish. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, I've got the cash corner, cash, cold hard cash corner. So
see that cash behind you.
Yeah, we'll be making it rain with three cash related headlines from this week.
Make it rain on these hoes.
That's right. Pat's got a lucky lady to tell us about.
Yeah, she won the lottery twice, but it just doesn't.
Fucking
it
just, bitch.
It doesn't add bitch. Up. It doesn't add up, okay?
Doesn't add up.
You're saying the lottery could be rigged?
It's just something's really weird if you look at the math. We're going to get into it, but it's just
I'm with you.
It doesn't add up to me.
Any rigged lottery conspiracy, I'm with you. I'm ready to go there. So, because there was those couple billions that went to like the same place, like, I don't know.
California?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about those.
Nice.
I love lottery talk.
Yeah, I know you do. So
you're saying Wes might not appreciate this lottery talk. Appreciate.
I'm not going to like it.
I like it when people win the lottery that deserve it, you know, that they're down their luck, have a good story, you know.
Same. It's not always that way, Wes. And then Wes has Trump followers in diapers to tell us about.
That's right. It's a new trend. We're going to get to the bottom of where it began, why it's happening now, what it all means, and what it might mean for some truths behind President Trump's ass, his literal ass, his colon, his anus.
Oh, his a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hefty. Everybody's seen the tennis shot, right? Where he's, you know, he's showing off the backyard. It's big.
He's got a backyard. Yeah. It's got some acreage.
Me too.
It's true. You and Trump share that. You have thick bases, Pat. Thick base guys.
Mm-hmm. I loved the draft because they, you know, like they would throw up just random adjectives for a guy when they were, you know, especially you got
long.
Deeper. Yeah, long was tough, mean, and there was like three or four that was like sturdy base. And I was like, finally, people are talking about it. It's an asset.
It's a huge asset. It's a huge asset. The anchor, you know? But yeah.
That's what they call me.
A lot of people looking for length when you talk about any kind of draft, NBA, NFL. Do they look for length in the NHL? I have no idea, but they definitely look for it in those other
I think sports. That's a deterrent. Like Zach Edey, you know, he's Canadian. There's some hilarious videos of that guy playing hockey when he's a Ute.
Yeah, there's that one of Ben Sinnott, the new tight end for the Commanders, who just knocked the shit out of somebody. Like,
yeah, but
he almost killed somebody in that video. It was crazy.
Awesome clip. But he's a reasonable size hockey player, whereas like Zach Edey's, what, like 7 feet tall or something. You don't want a 7 foot tall hockey player, I don't think.
Yeah, Zdeno Chara, he would beat everybody's ass. Did you guys see the new, before we hop into the real news here, about the cash, cold hard, did you see the new Superman photograph?
No. Is that a movie or a series?
Movie. DC, James Gunn, 2025. That's the image that they posted.
Looks like that Monday. Whatever's outside that window, Will, has some luminescence.
Sure does, but probably otherworldly. Maybe from Krypton, who knows?
There's a new Batman movie coming out too, Cam told me.
Pattinson's second Batman. Yeah.
Oh, your son told you, huh?
Yeah. All he talks about is comic, is, you know, superhero.
Is it movies, is it a Pattinson part. Batman, or is it a different one? Probably
I think it's a new Batman. I think it might be a new one.
I got to tell you, the Pattinson Batman.
I don't know.
Really enjoyed it. I mean,
I thought I wasn't a big fan.
It's like really well shot. Great costumes. Great art.
That one got delayed October 2nd, 2026. This Batman officially, the announcement was July 2025. So this one's next in the hopper.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing October 3rd, 2025, The Batman Part 2.
No, I just saw something. Yeah, for Batman, it got delayed to 2026.
Oh,
Superman officially July 2025.
Cool.
That's what that's what they released the image saying that.
A lot of people think to themselves, wait a minute. DC has Superman and Batman, and they got their ass kicked by Marvel for the last 15 years. How'd that happen?
Well, I mean, Chris Nolan's thing really was the best superhero trilogy of all time. And then, you know, Marvel
easily
really spent a lot more money with Iron Man and all those Avengers.
Disney, yeah. Speaking of Hoppers, Dennis Hopper, missed that guy.
Yeah. Easy Rider. Check out that movie if you haven't.
A lot of people don't know. It got nominated for an Oscar for directing that. They only know him as batshit crazy actor Dennis Hopper, not Oscar nominated.
Didn't he write it too?
He wrote it, yeah.
Some skills. All right.
Yeah, maybe he
let's
only
hop
wrote
in.
It. Maybe, yeah.
You guys want to do the cash corner?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the cash corner. The stories in this segment are all about cold, hard, sweet, stinky cash. Slimier, sweatier. That's where we're going.
It's the most cash you guys have ever had in your hands.
Oh, 10K.
Yeah, somewhere around there, maybe a little less.
Yeah, probably 13,000 for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. Talking about our amounts is sad. Let's talk about some people who had bigger amounts of cash in their hand in the headlines. Over in Ohio, there is a money mystery in Marysville. That's what the local media is all calling it, where more than $25,000 in cash was found inside the restroom of the Avalon Theater on Saturday. So that Avalon Theater is like they were doing, I think, like hypnosis performances or something in there. And then on Thursday, more than $12,000 of cash was found in the bathroom of a KFC on Delaware Avenue in the same town, Marysville, Ohio. And what the local media is calling that KFC one, a finger licking good find. So a lot of catchphrases and a lot of cash that nobody knows where it's from.
Same theater, two different cash stashes.
No. One at a theater.
Oh,
one
KFC.
At the
KFC. Yeah. And
same town. Small town.
Okay.
Marysville.
So
40,000 in cash total over.
I one time went to tour the university, Belmont University. They have a great music business program. I was thinking about transferring there. I got into Nashville early. My boys hadn't arrived yet. Had a backpack on me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do something crazy for me. Because it was a Sunday. So I bought tickets to a Titans game. And I said, I'm going to go to this Titans game.
Yeah.
Paid cash. But then I went to go get in the Titans stadium. And they're like, you can't bring that backpack in here, bro. And I was like, well, I just spent pretty much the only $100 I have on... So what do I do here? Went across the street to the Ramada Inn, went in the bathroom, lifted up the tile ceiling.
Shut
up,
my
backpack in the tile ceiling.
That's awesome.
Yep, and then went to the game and then got it afterwards. And it just always made me think this would be a great drop spot for cash or drugs.
Right. I think that, Pat, they even just put the cash straight up in a public restroom. It was just sitting on the floor. Like,
yeah, somebody missed the pickup.
Right. On 2 days.
Twice?
A Saturday and a Thursday. So
I got to check and see how far this KFC is from this Avalon Theater. Did it say where I mean, how many
KFCs? I mean, it's all in Marysville. I don't know how big Marysville is. The cash, though, was in regular denominations of fives, tens, twenties, and, of course, lots of hundreds. As the police suspect the incidents are connected, obviously, they are begging Marysville, Ohio residents to please turn in, these giant bags of cash in public restrooms, you know, as opposed to keeping them for yourself, which is going to be very tough for a lot of people.
They're on the same street.
Yeah. Mm. So you should look for people around there who live around there who are bag men. You know what I mean? But if you find them, if you happen to be now in Marysville going to that street a lot just to maybe look in the restrooms, the police want you to turn it in. But that is a big old bag of sweaty, stinky cash staring in the face.
Look at that proximity right there. I would check the Dairy Queen and Benny's Pizza for cash, too.
Get in there.
Yeah, hey, Benny's Pizza definitely has some cash.
Would you guys turn the cash in?
Not in Marysville. Not where there's not probably zero cameras on the streets.
Well, see. So, yeah, and I figured, Pat, you turn it in?
It's tough, bro. If you go to a KFC cash, I'm turning it in. Am I going to turn it in?
It's illegal cash. You know it's got to be illegal. You know it's well, yeah, it's got to be.
But here's so my concern. At a KFC, my concern is someone's buying a car, okay? And they're stopping at a KFC and they really need that cash.
Now, oh, yeah. No, I mean, you feel bad for whoever lost the cash. The question is if cash bags are being randomly dropped in your town and you happen upon one, are you turning it in like the police are begging you to?
Very much depends on the receptacle. So if it's a satchel with just cash, nothing else, mm-hmm. I'm taking it. But if it's got, like, here's a good thing to do.
Like a bank deposit notice.
I'd be more apt to take a paper bag. That's weird.
Put a couple diapers in there and a baby bottle in your cash bag. Because if you lose it, someone's going to find it, feel bad. Right. You have a better shot of getting returned.
Maybe so. Well, good luck to everybody in Marysville. Hopefully this doesn't end in a purge-like situation, because it could, you know, with random bags of cash being dropped off on the same street on a, you know, random basis.
Somebody's dead over this, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Twice in 1 week, yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
Would you guys, do you guys pick up a dollar if you see it on the street, or do you just let it go?
Usually a single dollar, usually single dollar. Let it fly in the wind. If it's like, because usually that's like a thing where it's going, it's flying. Plus people do the gag with the string. So, you know,
single dollar, I'll pick it up every time.
Really?
Why not? Okay.
Wes, you're out. Will, $5 bill.
Yeah. I mean, how much effort? Five, I'll put in a little effort. I'll walk like, you know, 20 yards to pick up a five.
I passed by a five the other day.
Just left it hanging.
I was suspicious of it, to be frank.
Yeah, it could be one of those gags. You never know. They could be sitting there with a fishing line.
Could be covered in drugs.
Yeah.
It's true.
Over in Mexico, unrelated to the last story or anything we just talked about, 27-year-old Rogelio Villarreal. His name is
Rogelio.
Lord Danny. Oh, sorry. Rogelio Villarreal. He's a Dre Pute on X. He noticed when Cartier, the jeweler, made a mistake and listed an 18-carat rose gold diamond set of earrings for 237 pesos, which is $14, instead of the correct price of 237,000 pesos, $14,000. And Cartier even tried to buy him off with a bottle of champagne. Rogelio got these in December when he made the order. They tried to buy him off of the champagne sometime between then, but he finally got them last month. One set for his current or future partner, I don't know, and one for his mom. So, not Wait, cash, but diamonds and gold.
He saw this on the site.
Yeah.
Bought it. When did they intervene?
Like immediately. After they started emailing him like, this was a mistake. Obviously, they're not
supposed
to.
Well, then you just don't ship it if you're Cartier. Hey, I mean, that's like who's right. Who's going to get mad there?
Well, they accepted the transaction. So he just kept at it. He has a following on Twitter, so he just kept going for it. And they sent him two sets of earrings.
I'm not an expert here. But you know, I'd imagine Cartier has attorneys. And I imagine those attorneys are going to put some legal language on that website. right? That kind of give Cartier the opportunity to not sell those earrings for $200.
But they listed it for the $14. I mean, just it's good for Rogelio. He says he's happy finally being, you know, not the heel of the story.
Remember something kind of similar happened to me on the Bovada website back when we were doing the when we went to the Hive trip in Florida. It was Masters weekend, and I came across some odds that were supposed to be like, I don't know, 70, like 700 and plus 750. Mm-hmm. And they were listed for plus 7,500.
Nice.
And it was just a mistake, clear mistake. So I hopped on it, put as much as I possibly could on it, and it didn't hit. But Bovada sent me a message and was like, hey, we know what's going on. We know that the bet was wrong. We're going to honor it if it hits. But just to let you know, we know you got one over on us.
Yeah, similar situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm surprised Bovada did that, because the books that are licensed in the States don't do that. Like, they screwed everyone at that.
They told me they were going to honor it if it hit. It was, but unfortunately, Victor Hovland sucks.
Yeah. I've had the books pay me out and then unpay me out because of an error that they made. Like, I've had them put the money in my account and then, like, on like a non-televised college basketball game, and then take the money back from me.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, they can be shady too when they want to. But I mean, at least in this case, Cartier, honorable move. Way to give Rogelio and his mom the earrings.
Finally, well, they're ripping you off anyway, Cartier. I mean, those are probably, you know, $3,000 earrings.
You're paying mostly for the name, right?
Yeah.
Finally, a 78-year-old receptionist named Shirley Noble got fired from Covenant Woods Living in Columbus, Georgia earlier this year. And ironically, now the assisted living facility has to pay her $78,000 for an age discrimination suit. So they're just like a money laundering facility for the elderly over there at Covenant Woods, because comes in, goes right out. You know,
I don't 78.
You don't want a receptionist. It's 78.
She was 78. And she was 78. She was too old.
She went out on like leave for like a surgery or something. She got sick. They hired a young girl younger employee while she was out. She comes back. All of a sudden, she's not needed. Eventually, she gets let go. Boom. Age discrimination. You should have known, since you're an elderly center, you know, Covenant Woods. But, you know, congrats to the cash.
Do you think that you just like eventually just like when Shirley gets off her shift one day, you're like, and yeah, you can just go lie down in 208 if you want.
You mean like that she lives there? Like,
yeah, they're just offering her a room. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, right. What I mean? Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I mean, really, they should, because they're
tired.
They're paying,
Shirley.
They're paying her for not working anyways because they're fucking morons. So, yeah.
You think Elon Musk will pick up a Hyundai? Or like, what's the threshold? Like, will a millionaire pick up a Hyundai?
Pat, I'll pick up a ground? Quarter. I pick up quarters.
You're not in this game, unfortunately.
What's going on?
You'd be a great contestant in this game, but for some reason, you just can't be in this game because you pick up a quarter. But
almost everybody would pick up a $100 bill. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I'd like to think
no matter the wealth.
I bet there's a threshold where you wouldn't pick up a $100.
Where I wouldn't pick up a $100?
No, yeah, well, I bet there's an amount of money where the average person would say, nah, not worth my time.
Maybe so. If a $100 is like a, you know.
I mean, at that point, you're kind of paying it forward. If you're that rich, you know, you kind of see it maybe as a pay it forward. Like, I'll leave it for the next guy.
Yeah, if I was that rich, I would purposely spill cash out of my wallet when I was paying for stuff. Whoops. Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm going to throw this out here. Wes, you're the equivalent of that rich when it comes to quarters.
Yeah, but they're lucky.
Oh, you like, do you throw them in a wishing well afterwards?
You're pro rata that rich, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's heads up, you got to pick it up, you know?
Well, whether you're scrounging for change or you've just won a ton of cash or lost a ton of cash, that's a great time to go to therapy and try to keep it all in perspective. And lucky for all of us, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around you know, different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it could start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy with BetterHelp is not only beneficial to bounce your thoughts off your therapist, but it's very easy, totally remote and online. I love my BetterHelp therapist, and they help me work through all kinds of issues I'm struggling with on a weekly basis. However often you want to check in with them, schedule it. They got, you know, homework for you if you need on, if you need some of that stuff, or if you just want to talk and bounce your ideas off. That's kind of the best part of therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Totally online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/hardfactor today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/hardfactor.
There you go. Yeah, quick aside, there's some probabilities in this next story I'm about to discuss, and I was sitting there trying to figure out the probability of winning the lottery twice, and I said, oh, I know, I'll call my dad. And then I couldn't because he's dead. So then I said, I haven't been in therapy a while.
Jeez.
And then I booked it. I booked a BetterHelp.
Yeah. So,
that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, and sorry, this season, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/hardfactor today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/hardfactor.
Yep.
At the old season. Sorry.
No, no, no. Okay, guys. Wes, listen up.
Yep.
This lady. Take a look at her. What's she holding? A giant check, Wes.
Yep.
A novelty check. You know what it says? It's hard to read the number. What do you think that says?
I think it's $1 million, Pat.
That's right. A fucking $1 million, Wes.
Pretty good. I mean, great.
That's Christine Wilson of Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Is that a scratch off?
Yeah, bro. It's a scratch off. She won $1 million on the $10 scratch off game. That's right in your wheelhouse. That's your space.
Yeah, I have, look. I'm a changed man. No more of that for me.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, this is in Massachusetts too, so Wes might not have access to these games. So
I'm glad to hear it, Wes. But let me tell you what she did. Mm-hmm. She was playing 100x cash, and that's what she got, bro.
Oh, that's those are good ones, 100x.
Those are good ones, yeah.
They have them in Texas, 100x, 50x, 300x. They got all the X's.
Pretty good. Remember that one day that we were playing weekly grands?
Oh, yeah.
We rode one winning weekly grands for about 4 or 5 hours, cleaning out 5 or 6 convenience stores, their weekly grands.
Yeah, weekly grand was the best.
You kept saying, let me get that quick 20, which is a part of the scratch, huh? It's called the quick 20. Anyway, back in February, she won $1 million, okay? That wasn't her only win, guys, because she just won another $1 million. That's nice. $2 million scratch off wins in 10 weeks.
Hot hand.
Yeah, she won the other one in lifetime millions, which is a $50 scratch off game. That's degenerate level. She took the lump sum both times. So she took home $650K times two.
Nice. So $1.3 million. I mean, it takes money to make money. She's paying the $50 tickets.
Yeah. She bought her first ticket, her most recent ticket at Family Food Mart in Mansfield, Massachusetts. And it doesn't say where she bought the other one. Here's the thing, guys. I looked it up. Mm-hmm. It's $1.16 million are the odds of you winning the $1 million prize, okay? Once.
Okay. In the 10X, but in the $50 game, it's got to be a little bit lower.
A little bit lower, but not really that crazy low, Will. But the odds of winning both of these, okay, and I didn't put a time limit on this, 1,207,888,642,304.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Wow. I'm saying.
That's why you got to play.
I'm saying I Googled things that happen once in a trillion times. And I found a lot of dumb answers, like some of the dumbest answers ever. Like this guy here who said, I own a red black 72 Chevelle and kept it in a local storage near my home. I was out on a cruise one day. I returned to my unit. I noticed the door open on another unit, and look what's in the other unit, another red black 72 Chevelle. I was not aware of this car and had never met the owner, and the employees of the storage place never mentioned the other Chevelle that looked so much like my Chevelle. The first pick was when I jumped out. In surprise, the second pick was to show how close our units are. I don't even know the odds. A one in a million, maybe, or not. But it seems like it could be. It's crazy.
Low odds. Yeah, low odds. Crazy.
There's the two Chevelles together. They're one door away.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah, that was not scientific. That was one car enthusiast's estimation of one in a million. Here's an actual one in a trillion. You open up a pack of cards, you randomly draw an ace of spades, followed by flipping 10 heads in a row with your lucky quarter, Wes, followed by rolling six die with a die, or rolling six with a die, sorry, followed by you looking at a clock and seeing 20 on a 24-hour clock on your birthday, which is also a Monday. That's one in a trillion.
Wow, so she doubled that. I mean, it's impressive what she did with these scratch-offs.
This is a fucking con, right? Like people get.
I mean, they're supposed to spread that shit out a little bit. She won it probably within 25 miles of the first one. There's probably $3 million prizes in this game for the whole fucking state.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and you're supposed to. I mean, I would think that they get spread out a little bit. You know, you never hear about like these. I look up where these tickets are won.
Yeah,
and they're not ever like in the same town. They're in like these small ass towns I've never heard of in Texas. And
well, Massachusetts is a small state. So like 25 miles away might be very different towns.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, Wes, do you remember back in 2023 when Mega Millions tickets got sold at the same gas station in Southern California, matching all six numbers with $189 million pot? Now that I'm like, okay, did one guy go up and play a number and the guy behind him was like, what were the numbers he just played? I like those numbers. That could be that, but probably not, right?
No, it's a machine picking it.
Okay.
Yeah. Randomized.
What about, it gives out what about Wayne Murray of New York, who clenched a $10 million prize last year on the 200X scratch off game, just 16 months after he won the same amount in the black titanium scratch off game.
Listen, some people are just lucky, you know? I mean, and obviously he played, he probably spent $2 million of his first 10 on lottery tickets.
It's people that play a ton, exactly. Like, yeah, like this woman, she hit the jackpot and then obviously put the pedal to the metal, buying as many tickets as she could and randomly hit it again. I mean, she got as lucky as possible, unless she's got a con. But to con the scratch-off would be pretty tough. I mean, we've gone over the logistics of it. It's a difficult scheme to pull.
She doesn't look like a genius. No.
No. Does she look like she's the type of lady that should be putting $50 on a scratch-off ticket?
No, but that's how they all look.
Yeah, no, she does look like the second. Yeah, Pat, yes. She looks like every lady I've seen buy an expensive scratch-off ticket. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to tell you, you got to read the Sky News coverage of this article because the Brits are just ripping us Americans saying things like,
playing
this is what they call a retirement plan.
Yeah, that's because they have shit lotteries over there. They have like one like super grand lotto a year. In European countries, like Spain and all that, their lottos suck over there.
Italy started the lotto, so I'm sure that they're happy for it. I mean, we're just carrying on Italy's tradition.
El supro grande lotteria. It's like fuck off.
Anyway, it's just like literally, it doesn't work for me. It does. It can't be the case.
Has to be a scam that she had scammed it.
There are less good odds of you being a murderer that gets put away with, like, you ever seen like those DNA, like, you know, it's like 1 in 1 billion that you're the killer.
Yeah, but you got to take into account how, like we were saying, the odds go way down when you realize how many tickets she's buying on a regular basis.
Speaking of the UK, they shouldn't be talking shit because producer Eric found a UK couple, David and Kathleen Long, who won a $1 million lottery on July 2013, and then another one, a $1 million and a car in March of 2015. Not quite as close, 2 years apart, but That's pretty close.
Have you guys seen this video? I'm gonna play it. It's the guy on YouTube.
New Jersey, a woman won in 85 and 86, total of 5.4 million.
This guy reveals on YouTube that he won a $3 million scratcher. It's pretty cool. I've watched it a few times.
Or that 3 million symbol. So it's ticket number 13, lucky 13. And there's our quarter. So let's see now. What do you think we got?
That's why you pick him up, huh,
Wes? I don't know if I'm making any more videos.
Well, he's already scratched it.
That.
Woo! 3 million.
What
yes!
do you want to see? I've been looking for that sucker for quite a while. I made a video comparing this to
quite a while.
Yeah, yes.
Quite a while is right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. How many tickets?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Can you imagine that? Winning 3 million on a fucking scratcher?
This woman got it twice.
It's amazing. Oh, man. Well, two. So I mean,
you know, she got
pretty cool.
Got the thrill two times.
Anyway, well, good for her, I guess.
You got to keep scratching if you want to win. You know, like Gretzky said, you can't score if you don't shoot, right? Or however he says it.
I don't know if he said that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think he said you miss 1,000% of the shots.
Shots you don't take. That's the essence. Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Let's talk about Trump's ass, shall we? His problems that may or may not be having on a regular basis. Have you guys seen the new trend that staunch Trump supporters have taken to, where they go to rallies and they're wearing diapers and they're wearing shirts like this? Real men wear diapers, Trump 2024. And then this one, diapers over Dems. Have you seen this, Pat?
No, and I keep up.
This is a new thing.
I consume media related to every Trump rally and event.
Did you see if this was real, Wes? I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Oh, it's real. On the internet. You can buy that shirt right now, and people are going to rallies with this.
But are
gear
they trolls?
On.
What's the genesis of it?
So they're trolling. Okay, so the genesis is that this rumor that Trump wears diapers has been around for a very long time. I'm going to show you a video. It's kind of long.
Depends Don. They call
but
them.
It kind of goes Diaper Don. I think is what hashtag Diaper Don. Yeah. It goes back to like 2019, and there's some allegations out there from former people that were on The Apprentice. There's some clips that I'm going to show you that claim that he has an incontinence issue and has been wearing diapers for a very long time.
It takes a lot of uppers, right, and eats a ton of KFC. I mean, it's not that surprising, right, that a guy with that diet would shit his pants a lot. Eating KFC on a regular basis. And he's taking uppers. That is a recipe for shit in your pants on a regular basis. I mean, that's
if you've given birth at that age.
No, but, dude, at any age, if you take a ton of uppers,
that's
and
out
also
of your vagina.
KFC,
though. That's like more of a pee problem.
I mean, dude, birth will fuck up your whole shit, dog.
Yeah, but I think it's more of a pee problem.
It'll rip you apart
for women.
It'll get you all over.
At least that's what my mom said.
Yeah,
according to my mom.
Yeah, my mom talked about her incontinence. Okay, here's the video that kind of explains it, and then I'm going to talk about why it's resurfaced in the past week or so. Okay.
What's going on with MAGA people supporting diapers? That's a question posed to the Out of the Loop subreddit, where Golden Fibonacci wonders about this Dispatches from Trumpland blog that chronicles what they say is a growing trend of pro-diaper Donald merch appearing at Trump rallies this year. Indeed, this is a photo directly from the Associated Press, taken outside of a Trump rally in Waterford, Michigan on Saturday, February 17th. Merchandise is offered for sale, notes the caption, without noting the specifics of this merchandise. And this shirt, these hats, that flag in the background, and indeed, this adult diaper with a sticker on the front, all contain the phrase, real men wear diapers. Opponents of Mr. Trump have made use of diapers in the past to symbolize a baby, the type of creature that routinely itself because it's yet to grasp the concept of a toilet. But rumors of Mr. Trump wearing adult diapers actually go back many, many years. When the question, what's going on with Trump and diapers / smells, came up 4 months ago on the Out of the Loop subreddit, a user called Crush the Vix drew attention to comic Noel Castler, a former staff member of The Apprentice who's claimed repeatedly, including in this video for left-leaning Midas Touch, that Trump has long suffered from incontinence issues.
He's worn diapers since probably the 90s, but I saw it firsthand in the 2000s on Celebrity Apprentice.
There's also this famous WWE clip from WrestleMania 23, where some believe that you can see the outline of a diaper while Mr. Trump pretends to beat up Vince McMahon.
Oh, you sure
can. Now, claims like these, of course, are unsubstantiated rumor and speculation. The Apprentice isn't even listed on the comedian's IMDb page, though one could argue the case for Mr. Trump wearing a diaper is made stronger by clips like these. We're at this 2018 press conference about gun control. A noteworthy noise can be heard as senators attempt to solve our nation's scourge of mass shootings.
Pulse nightclub and so many more. It's ridiculous.
The diaper don hashtag.
I mean, that could have been a fart.
Thanksgiving 2020. Thanks in part to that Midas Touch group using the hashtag diaper Don to paint Mr. Trump in a less than flattering light. Where in this case, that light appears to simply be light, making visible the former president's abundant backside as he leans against this tiny desk. Now, ever since hashtag diaper Don took off in 2020, time has passed, and perhaps gas has passed. Former Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger tweeted last December, "I'm genuinely surprised how people close to Trump haven't talked about the odor. It's truly something to behold. Wear a mask if you can." And over the past few months, there's been something of a resurgent storm regarding Mr. Trump and diapers. There's some in part ginned up by the fact that Mr. Trump appears to be falling asleep in court on a regular basis. And a guy from that Midas Touch group alleged in this viral clip that, well, this.
And I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell.
So it's incontinence.
Could be.
Yeah, there sounds like it's pretty much a slam dunk.
There was
also
an old
Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen claims that he shits his pants.
Right. Well, Vaughn shits in
Michael
pants.
Cohen claims that Donald Trump shits his pants.
Yeah. Well, I got the video. Here's the video that actually made it into the court logs because they read a tweet that Cohen put out where he refers to.
Hey, I apologize for this update ahead of time, Todd Blanche, the Trump attorney. Is specifically reading a post that Michael Cohen made on Twitter on April 22nd in which he refers to Donald Trump as Von Shits in Pants.
Yeah. That's
Okay, so there's that. Then on May 4th, the Lincoln Project, which is a PAC whose sole purpose is to, you know, not make sure Donald
anyone
Trump
but
is
Trump
not,
Republicans.
Anyone but Trump Republicans. PAC. Exactly. So they saw the Von Shits in Pants thing take off and they were like, oh, Eureka, let's make a video about diaper Don and how he wears diapers. And here, this video was released May 4th on YouTube.
Has this ever happened to you? You're sitting in court again, under pressure and stress, and then a warm feeling comes over you, uncomfortably warm.
Uh-oh.
It's pressure, all right. Down there. That's when you need Trump diapers. Trump diapers, the elite adult incontinence product for owning libs on the go. While you go, Trump diapers contain a comforting, patent-pending fiber that's the ultimate in pulling fluids from your delicate orange skin.
I always look orange.
With Trump diapers, you can sit all day in luxurious comfort, whether you're busy ending democracy or just rage posting on social media without consequence. Trump diapers let you spread Russian propaganda all day in dry comfort. And Trump diapers make insurrection easy. You'll never need to poop in the Capitol again. Trump diapers, for when you're losing your shit, in more ways than one.
Whoa.
Witty, gotta give it to Lincoln Project for actually putting something somewhat funny out.
I mean, that was pretty terrible. It didn't, I mean.
None of us laughed a single time at any of the written jokes.
Conceptually, it was funny.
It was poorly put together.
You're right. I take it back.
The Biden nursing home video was way better.
I was excited at first.
Dude, check. I mean, it's crazy what's going on with this election. So you have that guy now that basically it comes out. He's been crapping his pants since the 90s. And then this video of Biden over the weekend. Where he just pauses and squats.
Remember that video I posted of Cam shitting in the airport a while ago?
It was, yeah, it looks exactly like a toddler shitting himself.
Exactly.
Gotta stop when you're doing it. Dude, and quick update as it matters. RFK Jr. got on the ballot in Michigan. Huge swing state. So just to complicate things a little bit more, he's on the ballot in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be the X factor, this whole thing. Who's he going to steal more votes from? That's a big question.
I mean, him in Michigan is that's people are freaking out. I bet both sides are probably freaking out.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we know? That's the extent of it.
So now the Trump supporters
they're embracing it. So it sounds like there's enough evidence of him shitting his pants where they're like, okay, we gotta take this thing by the horns and own it now. Diaper dot. We're gonna own Real Men Wear Diapers.
I don't know that he can handle that though. Like, no, Trump can handle so much, but the one that he can't handle is being actually embarrassed.
Back when it first started, he took to Twitter and was like, they're spreading lies about me. Diaper Don is not the truth. And he was pissed.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Also, his diet, I mean, I got to say again, not surprising. You shit your pants if you eat a lot of KFC and take a ton of Adderall.
I mean, old man, dude, there was an old man in rehab that was in my house, and his farts were the most putrid thing I've ever smelled in my entire life. And everyone hated him because he just did not care when he farted. I mean, these things were brutal. They were brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah. So
wake you up. They would wake you up. They were so smelly.
It looks like either way we go, our next president and last two definitely probably shit their pants from time to time.
Yeah.
If not all the time.
I mean, yeah.
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 So.
Bummer.
Real men wear diapers.
They just have to go with it now, right? That's the thing. Yeah. They just have to go with it because it's, yeah.
It doesn't bother us. We don't care.
Yes, it does, dude.
See, but the problem is it bothers Trump so much. There's no world. Like, his supporters can try to head it off at the pass because they know how much of a nuclear situation it'll be for him if someone hits him with the right diaper comment when he's unprotected and there are cameras there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody slaps his ass and gets like the diaper pat sound,
or
like,
someone pants him. You can't pants the
pants him with you the can't get close depends enough. On.
Can't get close enough.
I mean, the wrestling clip was very telling.
But that could have been a pair of pad cup stunt pants if he was going to fall on his butt or something, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
I feel like you got to take that out as an outlier.
If
you think of those khaki golf pictures, man,
it's tough puff.
Yeah. Those look like they could have diapers, like when he's golfing khakis. The photo from where he's playing tennis, which I think was 2007.
That looks long.
It's clearly tighty whities.
It could be some sports diapers. You know, like the thick, like a toddler diaper, like a toddler underwear, you know, when they're first potty training. He probably has some of those styles.
Those are just whitey tighties.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could be the extra thick just in case, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're both 80-year-old men, they probably do shit their pants. So
yeah, for sure. No, that's for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the show. If you want more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. We will see you tomorrow. We love you. Have a great fucking day.